Daka Kadiyastro Tarasata Sri Shiman, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki,
yeah.
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki,
yeah.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vrinda ki,
yeah.
Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Nigiri Govardhan ki,
yeah.
Sri Vrindavan Dham ki,
yeah.
Sri Mayapanabadip Dham ki,
yeah.
Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki,
yeah.
Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Devi ki,
yeah.
Sri Sri Radhagiri Dhari ki,
yeah.
Sri Sri Goni Thai ki,
yeah.
Samaveda Bhaktivin ki,
yeah. Yeah.
Kantaraj Sri Mad Bhagavatam ki,
yeah.
Thai Gaura Pramananda.
All
glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Garanga. Go to Premananda. Om Ajnana Trimanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Dena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadakhi Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sadevam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sayatam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vasakam Vitam Sham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatate Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kantana Gorange, Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vishabhanu Sutta Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Taitanya Namne Goritize Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. It is the topmost of all the Vedic literature. It is not like other Vedic Shastra. Other Vedic Shastra mostly deals with Vanashram and rituals.
Vanashram
You may say, oh, Vana Swami is in this book also. But that is not the goal of this book. The goal of this book is to bring you in contact with Krishna. Mostly human beings are concerned with elevation. They want to increase their sense gratification. They want to increase their opulences. And they want to increase their status, prestige. Most people are concerned with becoming a big man, a very big man. And you may join the temple, you think, oh, I'll become a big man in the temple. And you may think, I'll become a big Mataji. Oh, I'll be very big. You may think, oh, and now I'm a sadhu. And people will come and touch my feet. And they'll give me garland. If you are thinking like that, you're in Maya. And you are far, far away from Krishna Prema. Far, far away. Even if you were in the temple, you may be in Maya. That's why my Gurudev said, every day you must hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And understand that you are Krishna Das. And to be Krishna Das, you have to become the Das of everyone. Trinadapi sinitsanataro api sahishnana amanina manadena kirtane yasvada hari. To become Krishna Das, you must become lower than the straw in street. Lower than the straw. Why lower than straw? Because sometimes if I stand on the straw, it sticks its head up like this. But lower than that, if somebody stands on you and gives you trouble, you don't put your head up. You have to be and you have to be more tolerant than trees. The trees, everybody takes everything from the tree and cuts the tree down. But the tree does not complain. It freely gives its body, its life and everything to others.
अपना जीवन और उनके लिए अर्पण कर देते हैं।
And a devotee, he gives his life and his body for the service of others. And he never demands any respect. He never says, "Oh, I've been a devotee for 25 years. Don't you know I'm a very big devotee?" New bhakta. No, you offer respect to me. You're an offender, and you're offending me by not offering proper respect. And therefore, you cannot hear Srimad Bhagavatam if you think like that. Srimad Bhagavatam will never enter into your ear. Because you have got such ahankara, pride, such pride. So we were speaking this yesterday, that we have to come to that spiritual platform. To understand aham brahmasmi, I'm a spirit soul. I'm not a brahmana or a kshatriya, I'm not these things. Neither am I a brahmachari or grihastha vanaprastha sannyasa. Naham vipana sanarabhati nabhavishana sudra naham vanisha hagri pati novanasi yativa kintu prajan nikila paramanandukuna mitabde gopi bhata padakamala dasa dasa anudasa. That I am not these things. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Radha Giridhari. And therefore I must offer full respect to all of the devotees here. And if I'm not willing to offer respect, then what am I? What am I if I don't offer respect to others? Asura, demon.
Demon.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dambo Dava Vimanasya, this is the quality of the demon. Yeah. So if I see that there's pride in me, harshness, anger, like this, then am I a devotee? No, I'm not behaving as a devotee. No. Therefore we should be ourselves a perfect, humble devotee. And in this way, we'll get the mercy of Krishna. And then this Srimad Bhagavatam will enter into your ear. And you see Krishna by the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're going to chant one sloka. Number six. But we chant the sloka. because that is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. That we should chant sloka. Oh, Krishna Chaitanya. Yadi daram gata Krishna.
Yadi daram gata Krishna.
Vana shobhe shanayatam.
Vana shobhe shanayatam.
Aham bhuvam, aham bhuvam.
Aham bhuvam, aham bhuvam.
Iti samsprisya re mire. Yadi duram gata Krishna.
Yadi duram gata Krishna.
Vana shobhekshanayatam. Aham bhuvam, aham bhuvam. Iti samsprisya ram re mire. Yadi duram gata Krishna. Vana shobhekshanayatam. Aham bhuvam, aham bhuvam. Iti samsprisya re mire. Yadi duram gata Krishna. Vane shobhekshanayatam. Aham bhuvam, aham bhuvam. Iti samsprisya re mire. Okay, you chant the word for word and the translation in Hindi. Okay.
Yadi
yadi
yadi duram
duram
duram gatah
gatah
gaye
gaye
krishna
krishna
krishna vanashobha
vanashobha
jagat sat sundari
कीर्तनाय
देखने तथा आनंद लेने के लिए कृष्ण को अहम
पूर्वम
प्रथम
अहम
पूर्वम
प्रथम
इति इस प्रकार संस्पृश्य उन्हें छूकर
मेरे
जीवन का आनंद लेते अनिवार कभी कभी कृष्ण जंगल की शोभा देखने के लिए दूर तक निकल जाते तो सारे बालक उनके साथ जाने के लिए यह करते हुए दौड़ते दूर दौड़कर कृष्ण को छूने वाला मैं पहला हूँगा, मैं कृष्ण को सबसे पहले छूऊंगा। इस तरह वे कृष्ण को बार बार छू छू कर जीवन का आनंद लेते।
No purpose. Okay. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yakripathamaham vande shri gurun dinatharim paramananda madhavam paramananda. So here we're hearing how the boys wanted to be with Krishna. And when Krishna went to some more distant place, they were all very anxious to run there to be with Krishna. And there was competition. They were saying, no, I'll be the first to get Krishna. And they said, no, I will be the first to get Krishna. But we don't hear that they pushed each other down. No, they all ran together to see Krishna. We don't hear that they were pushing the others back. No, they were not pushing anybody back. They were running together. And they were saying, I'll be the first. And this way they were encouraging each other. Because in the spiritual world there is no envy at all. There is only loving friendship. Even there is competition. And there may be some jealousy. But there is no material envy at all. As devotees, this is what we have to learn. We heard about the yogis and the jnanis yesterday. And they're interested in developing themselves.
उनका जो लक्ष्य है अपने आप को
And they want to be spiritual also. They want to gain spiritual greatness. But they only want it for themselves. They have no thought of anybody else. But the devotees, they learn how to work together. We don't do kirtan alone. Can you do kirtan alone? No, you can. You could Hare Krishna alone. You could do it alone. Would it be very pleasurable? No, when there is more, there is more pleasure. And therefore we are inviting many people, please come and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way we're getting pleasure together. We don't get pleasure so much alone. Alone we don't get so much. Do we ever hear of Krishna sitting alone? Krishna is sitting alone and getting transcendental pleasure? Do we hear about it?
No.
You don't know. There is one pastime of the Lord. He is alone and he is crying. You know what is that lila called? That is called Gaura Lila. In Jagannath Puri, he was staying alone in one room. And he's crying and crying and crying. And he's saying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna.
And he's
feeling separation, very intense separation. And he wants to be with Krishna. And he's feeling very, very intense pain. That it feels like one moment is like ages, yugas. And this kind of great pain is ecstatic. That pain of separation from Krishna is a great ecstasy. And even the cowherd boys were separated from Krishna for a moment. They became in anxiety. Sometimes Krishna would hide behind a tree. Or sometimes he would hide behind some rocks. And the cowherd boys would be thinking, where did he go? Where did he go? And here, even they can see Krishna, but he's a distance away, a long distance. But they immediately want to run after Krishna. And they want to touch him. They want to embrace him. And they feel, if I don't touch him and embrace him, I'll die. And feeling such thing, they look at each other and they laugh. They're getting so much ecstatic pleasure. This is not an ordinary thing. In the material world, people are running after sense gratification. The young men are running after the young girls. And the young girls are running after the young boys. And they want to touch for sense gratification. But this is all Rajaguna. It is simply the attraction of the senses. The senses are attracted to sense objects. But if I ask you, if we remove all of your senses, and if we remove all the sense objects, what will be left? What will be left? What will be left? You think nothing will be left? You are wrong. In your heart, if you are a devotee, there will be feelings of love for Krishna. Because of the senses and the sense objects, you were being misdirected. You are thinking that there is happiness in sense gratification. But the real happiness is inside. And in a loving relationship with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. You may think, oh, but I'm seeing Krishna with my eyes. But you can't see Krishna with your eyes. You may say that those boys were touching Krishna with their hands.
यहाँ पे तो लिखा है कि ये गोप बालक हैं कृष्ण को अपने हाथों से स्पर्श कर रहे थे.
But you can't touch Krishna with your hands. You have to understand that this is completely transcendental. Huh? That the soul has senses. And the senses of the soul are different than the senses of this body. This body is under the modes of material nature. And you cannot get free from this material nature very easily. You have to use these senses in Krishna's service. And then these material senses become purified. And they become spiritualized. Just like an iron rod can be put into fire. And then the iron rod becomes like fire. Is it fire? No, it's still just an iron rod. But the senses of these boys are not material. And their bodies are Satchit Ananda bodies. And Krishna's body is Satchit Ananda body. They are not material bodies at all. And therefore, they are completely pure, completely pure. There is not a tinge of lust in it. You have to understand it. In my body is full of lust. And full of greed. And full of envy and jealousy. Because it's a material body. You understand? Therefore, I have like animal tendency. The animal, it wants to eat a particular kind of food. Therefore, some people, they are eating meat. And some people are drinking wine, liquor. And they say, I like it. And some people are just looking at the girls. And the girls just looking at the boys. And they can't help it. Have you seen that? Like this. But even if we brought the most beautiful lady, And we presented that lady in front of a group of dogs. Are the dogs interested in looking? No. But if we brought one female dog, then all of the dogs will become very excited. Because it is due to the material body alone. But the attraction for Krishna is not like that. Radharani, she said that even if Krishna is not beautiful, I'll still love him. So, Krishna has beauty, but why? It's there to give pleasure to the devotees. Krishna is giving pleasure to his devotee. Therefore, he is known as Bhakta Vatsala. How the devotee wants to love Krishna. Krishna is reciprocating. And there, those loving dealings are called rasa. The cowherd boys, they are feeling sakya rasa. They don't have a sense of Krishna being God. Those who are in neutrality, santa rasa, they have a sense of Krishna as God. And they like to hear all about Krishna's pastimes and leelas. And they love Krishna. But they don't have an active relationship with Krishna. It is called passive or neutrality. And those who want to serve Krishna, they want to engage in some activity with Krishna. And they know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord. They know that Krishna is the Supreme. But they want to be engaged, yeah. They come with folded hands. And there is awe and reverence. And some fear is there. That I will commit aparad. Because he is so great. And I am nothing. Therefore they are very, very careful. And they keep some distance. but they want to render service. They do rituals, and they offer prayers. And their prayers are very reverential. They glorify Him. Oh, You are the Supreme Lord. You are the cause of everything. Everything is coming from You. Everybody is Your parts and parcels. All the universes are coming from You. Like this. And they are there. Offer prayers like this. But those who become more in love with Bhagavan, they are not satisfied with just serving Him. They want to see Him smile. They want to see Him laugh. They want to give Him pleasure. And therefore, they give up this awe and reverence. And they want to touch Him. They want to embrace Him. And they want to serve Him more intimately. For this, they have to forget that Krishna is God. These boys had already seen Krishna kill Bakasura. And they knew that Krishna was very, very powerful. And therefore, here in this Leela, we will see how the boys have no fear. This Agasura was a very, very big demon. And even the demigods were afraid of him. But even the cowherd boys, they could see, oh, he's a big demon snake. And some of the boys hesitated to go near that Agasura. But the other boy said, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Oh, even if it is a big demon, can it do any harm to us? And the boys were looking, oh look, look how it's a big, big, big snake. And it's lying down here just to swallow us. And we can also smell the bad smell coming from its breathing. And look, we can see the teeth, very big teeth are there.
And we are walking on the tongue. We are walking on the tongue like a road. But the cowherd boys just laughed. Don't worry, Krishna will kill it. Even though they know Krishna has such power. But it does not interfere with their loving feeling. This is called Yoga Maya. Two kinds of Maya are there. Maha Maya and Yoga Maya. Actually, there's only really one kind of Maya. And that's Yoga Maya. But there's a shadow, of that Yoga Maya. And that is the Maya in this material world. And that Maya makes you forget Krishna. The Maha Maya makes you forget love of Krishna. But the Yoga Maya increases your love for Krishna. You understand? Yoga Maya will increase your feelings of love for Krishna. And that Yoga Maya also helps Krishna enjoy. So that Yoga Maya is called the Ladini Shakti. And is the pleasure potency. And is therefore giving happiness and pleasure to Krishna. And the Mahamaya potency is only to bewilder the conditioned soul. And so the conditioned soul can think that he is happy. While he is living in a material body. It is an illusion. It is not real happiness. It is compared to like cinema. Just like if I go to the cinema, I sit in a very nice soft seat. And they turn all lights off, a very dark place. So that I cannot think of my existence. And then I watch the cinema on the screen. And I project my consciousness onto this. It is just like a dream. It has no real existence. And we see the hero in the movie doing many things.
हम उस चलचित्र में नायक जो है हीरो है बहुत कुछ करते हैं
and we see the heroine doing many things in the movie. And we project ourselves as the hero. And in this way we think, I am doing that.
I am fighting like a kung fu.
And I'm jumping very high. And I'm very beautiful. And I'm very strong. But actually I'm not very beautiful at all. And I'm not very strong, I'm very weak. But in the cinema I think so. And according to my money, I can stay in a cinema. This is material life. But the reality is not darkness. The reality is full of light, full of light. But you have to leave the cinema. But it's not so easy to leave. Because you think, oh, there is nothing outside. You think there will be nothing if there is no sense gratification. If there is no sense enjoyment, then how will I be happy? Because you think you are the body. And you are conditioned to those senses. So we have to purify these senses. By engagement in complete Shuddha Sattva. And always thinking of Krishna. Then we will see Krishna. But we will not see Krishna with spectacle. We will not see Krishna with this eye. We will not be able to touch Krishna with this. You will need spiritual body. Your body will have to become spiritual body. And that body is given by Krishna. Here we hear also how Agasura was killed by Krishna. And a very shining light came from the dead body of Agasura. And it was seen that that shining light entered into the body of Krishna. So there is different opinions about this. Some acharyas say that this Agasura, he got Brahman moksha. That effulgence that was seen was the effulgence coming from the soul. And Krishna had made it so people could see it. And then that entering into Krishna's body was that soul merging into Brahman. But other acharyas give different opinions. That because Krishna entered into the body of Agasura, he had become completely purified. And when he had been killed by Krishna, all of his ahankara was destroyed. And because he was thinking of Krishna, he got Swarupya Mukti. And that shining light was the light coming from his spiritual body. And when he entered into the body, he entered into Vaikuntha. So to enter into Krishna's body was to enter into Vaikuntha. And the demigods in the higher planets saw him going to Vaikuntha. And the demigods were very amazed. Agasura was a very horrible demon. He could not tolerate to see anyone happy. When he saw the cowherd boys playing, he became very angry. He could not tolerate to see their games and their laughing. Therefore he wanted to kill them all. And he was thinking, if I kill all the children, then all the parents will die also. He was such an envious demon. And he was thinking, oh, Krishna's killed my brother and sister. Therefore I will get a revenge, I'll kill him. Therefore I'll please my sister and brother Putana and Bakasura. In this way he was just thinking of how to kill Krishna. And kill all of Krishna's family and friends. He just wanted to kill everybody. But Krishna is so merciful. Krishna killed Agasura and purified him. And because he was thinking of Krishna, he got a place in Vaikuntha. Such is the power of Krishna. That even the demons get such benefit. According to the acharyas, he got this form of Vishnu, like a Vishnu form in Vaikuntha. And his original Krishna consciousness is completely awakened.
So if this is the benefit for a demon, what benefit is there for you? And we also want to become like those boys of Vrindavan. We want that yoga maya to cover us. So that we will think of Krishna as just a cowherd boy. And we will be able to render an intimate service. So how fortunate are we? How fortunate? That by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are given this chance. Simply by engagement in devotional service and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will be promoted to Goloka Vrindavan. That Agasura, he didn't go to Goloka Vrindavan. So Goloka Vrindavan is many, hundreds times greater. And that Vaikuntha is many, millions of times greater than this world. Yeah. So what is the benefit of devotional service to Krishna? And how merciful he is. Yeah. So we'll finish there. Does anybody have any question? No question? Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Samaveta Bhaktivedanta. And the Mali
teacher. This interesting huh? Dr. Sarupya Mukti, according to Dikshana Chakrabandhu, he's Goswami.
Hare Bol, Hare Bol. 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 Hare Bol.